friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Well, I got to tell you, the question is, where the heck's he been?
Doesn't matter. He's with us today.
That's all that really matters. One of our all-time favorite guests here on Baskin and Phelps joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. Why is he one of our all-time favorite guests?
Because he's Mr. Low-Key. That's why.
Let us count the ways.
Yes.
He's low-key.
Yeah.
He's mellow.
Oh, yeah.
He played in the NFL.
Yep.
He played at Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
He played at St. Ed's.
Mm-hmm.
And he tolerates us. He's former offensive lineman Alex Boone. Hello, Booney.
Booney.
Tolerates you guys. I love you guys. Are you kidding me?
Stop it. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. And I'll tell you what, it's great to be back in Cleveland. My God, it feels good here.
Are you in town?
You know what? I just landed a little bit ago, and I'm so excited. Not for, obviously, the Browns, but to be back home, it's always a great, great experience.
That's awesome. We're glad to have you in town. That's terrific. The Browns are 1-5, Booney.
I know. Believe me, I've been watching, and I'm wondering what is going to happen next. And I get scared because I love Kevin. I love him to death.
You were with him in Minnesota in 2016.
I know how hard he works. I know how smart he is. I know how much it means for him to do well as a team, and I know the discipline that he wants to put down on a team. But at some point, I know that it's like, hey, you had every right to go out and win. I get it. Your tackles are down. That's why we draft. That's why we go to free agency. We need to have depth. If you look at these great teams, every one of them always has great depth because you're going to lose guys. This is the most physical sport. They're going to fall down. They're going to get hurt. They're going to get boo-boos. And if you don't have somebody that can step up, i.e. a good quarterback, a good couple tackles, then all of a sudden the offense just falls down, right? And all of a sudden the defense starts looking at you like, listen, we can do this for long enough, but eventually we're going to start pointing fingers. And I've been on that side. And let me tell you how ugly it gets, because fist fights start happening and it starts going, yeah, who are you talking to like that? I'm here with you too, aren't I? I'm doing this work. It's not me, it's him. And then all of a sudden you become a part of the problem. I'm telling you guys, not a good recipe.
How tough is it to play when you're playing with 3/5 of an offensive line, both tackles? Jack Conklin's been hurt left and right all season. They're trying to figure out what to do at left tackle between Cam Robinson and Cornelius Lucas. Tell me, how hard is it?
It's hard. It's hard because you can't plan for what the defense is going to do, right? How are they going to scheme us up? How are they? You can do whatever you want in chips, and I'm going to put a tight end over here, and I'm going to help you as much as you want. But the minute that the defense puts everybody on one side and they say, oh, that's a backup, we're going to put our best player over there one-on-one. Now all of a sudden it's like, okay, yeah, he's got a chip, but eventually that fight's going to happen. And it's not going to go well, right? Schematically, defenses can figure you out quickly. They know how they're going to attack you. And at some point as an offense, you have to get the run game going. If you can't run the ball, you can't even play this game anymore. You have to be able to stretch the field. You have to be able to beat on people. And that's what the run game allows you to do, beat on their corners and safeties.
With that thought in mind, the other day the Browns ran it 17 times. And they threw it 52 and had 6 more dropbacks where Dylan Gabriel was sacked. And afterwards, Joe Bitonio, and we all respect Joe and we know what a great player he's been for a long time, said, when you drop back 60 times in a game, the guy's going to get hit. What are they thinking?
It's a lot, all right? And you're playing the Steelers and nothing's happening and you're kind of going in at halftime like, what are we doing? This is a divisional game. We could take this right now. I know what they're thinking and trying to be competitive, but at some point, we've all talked about this in the media, and we've seen it in the rooms where a coach comes in and he's like, hey, listen, I got away from who we are because I got a little nervous. I thought at any moment they could throw it to 4 and DK could go crazy. Or how about they throw it to that left tackle running across the middle of the field? Did you see Washington? It's like he's getting bigger every week. I'm not sure what's
yes.
going on. It's like CeCe Sabathia over here. I'm like, dude, whoa. Insane. But at some point, right, all of a sudden Kev's like, hey, man, we have to match them. We have to put points on the board. We got to do something. We got to start throwing the ball. But it's like, hey, if we can get the run game going early and we can become almost like this Seattle team that they're not running the ball effectively, but the fact that they have 2 running backs, you're like, man, they just keep cramming it up there. And then what starts working later, the play action, like the Colts, right? You talk about a team that's right now, like they're just – Well, we got a serviceable quarterback, but our running back's phenomenal, right? And so we're going to lean on this, and this guy's going to look great. That's what you want the Browns to do. Whether it's a running back by committee, whether it's just giving it to Judkins and letting him go, you have to run the ball effectively and more. It opens up the play action, which then opens up the rookie quarterback to stand back there a little bit. But if he's standing back there 60 times as a rookie, that's not good. That's not good.
I don't know. Tell me, like we've been listening to Kevin a lot. You've been in locker rooms before. What do you think Kevin's going through right now? Because, I mean, the outside noise is not good at all, and I know he's just trying to focus on this week's game.
Absolutely, and it can't be easy, right? The stress of being in Cleveland, a blue-collar city that prides themselves on football, and now all of a sudden it's a tough task. You don't have your tackles. It's the two pridest positions on the offensive line, and when you're rotating guys in and out, and I don't know, Cam went down last week. Is he playing this week?
That's a good question.
Yeah, still up in the air.
We're still wondering.
See, once again, we're doing this revolving door. And if I'm Kev, I'm over here like, my God, now good. Don't get me wrong. If there was a team that's in dismembered, Miami is them, right? Like, if I'm Kev, I'm in there like, guys, we're it. We're the ones that finish these guys for the season. We need to go out and punch them in the mouth. We need to kick them in the face. Hell, they're showing up late to player-only meeting. That's almost impossible, right? The fact that we know this, guys, we should go out and stomp them now. And if he can do that, you can start to rally this team. Now, I will say this. Trading Flacco to the Bengals, that was a dirty move. That was dirty. And when Tomlin came out and said that, I was like, oh, he is so pissed right now. Because who's the one guy who knows the Steelers better than anyone? Probably the guy who played for the Ravens for 30 years, right? Like,
yeah.
This is – it's funny, but at the same time, I wonder how much of that's going to hurt you too later, right? Because – not that you were ever going to.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Put them back in, but you gave that team somebody that has answers to you again. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've opened your playbook now up to them because Joe's going to be down there like, oh, yeah, this is what they do. And this is how they're going to do this, and this is what they're going to do to call this, this. And at some point, you went too far to do it, but getting a win this week against Miami would be huge for the Browns.
Alex Boone joining us, former NFL lineman, Ohio State Buckeye, St. Ed Eagle. Riddle me this one. We're on the outside. We've never played in the NFL. If you have two veteran quarterbacks on your team in training camp, and you have two guys you drafted in the third and fifth rounds, and you trade the one guy who, the former Steeler, Kenny Pickett, then you get into the season and you trade Flacco, and you decide you're going with the rookie quarterbacks, what does that say to the guys in the locker room? Anything?
You know, I try to think about this a little bit because when I saw that Flacco trade, I was like, if I was in that locker room, what would I say? And at some point, I would be like, okay, I get it. It wasn't working out. Why we gave him to a division rival, I don't know. I don't know. I don't see that side of it. Like, I get the whole we got rid of him. We don't need him. We don't want him. We don't know what's being said in that room. But at some point, if I turn around and I see two rookies back there, I go, boys, it's time to bite down real hard and get ready. It's going to be a long season. It's going to be one of those seasons where you're going to be trialed by fire. And you are going to have a lot of answers for that young kid on the field. He might not be killing something. You need to kill it. He might not be alerting something. You need to alert it. When the young guys are back there, you up front especially need to pay more attention, right? Because they don't understand all these twos and ones and cover three and four. They don't understand why we're checking in and out of things at times. And so sometimes I'm starting to wonder, are bad plays because the quarterback's not doing something? Are bad plays there because we should be checking out of this? Like, you're just not going to know going forward. And that's why it becomes a, if we weren't paying attention before, boys, we really got to pay attention now because we could be running the wrong play into something because this kid's going to go, guys, I'm a rookie. I didn't know we don't do that, right? Like, that's a simple answer for them where up front the coach can look at you and go, you knew we shouldn't have ran that. What are we doing? Oh, coach, I don't know. I'm listening to the rookie, right? Like, I'm listening to the young kid now. What am I doing? It's a mess, man. It turns into a real problem at times.
All right, so we had this conversation yesterday about walking into the locker room with the optimism. Look, I know they're 1-5. I know only four teams have ever made the playoffs at 1-5. I just can't believe there's anybody that walks in the locker room and says, and I know sometimes guys will say it's a business, and I know it's a business decision to do this or do that, but I just can't imagine anybody that's made it to the pinnacle of the game walks in a locker room and says, you know what, we're going to be better off if we lose this game. That drives me insane. Please tell me that's not true.
Not
or please
chance.
Tell me that I'm right.
Who would ever say that? No. Listen, me biting down real hard is me accepting this challenge and going, this is why I'm here, right? I'm here because I'm knowledgeable, I'm smart, and I'm tough. Me, along with my friends, we're going to do some great things. It's going to be a really long road because we're going to help this young man all the way through it. He's probably going to throw some picks. He's going to take some sacks that he shouldn't take. That's okay, right? We're learning with that. But we're going to go out and fight really hard. If anything, and this is, don't ever tell anyone I said this. But this is how I look at it. I'm more like, hey, why don't we run the ball 52 times a game and throw it 12 times a game?
Thank you.
If we know that this kid doesn't need this much pressure on him, why don't we just reverse this whole theory and we see who really wants to play? Let's become the Lions for a little bit. Let's go out and punch everybody in the mouth and go, yeah, we're still here and we're just having fun now, right? Like, we're like the track team up the street. We're just here to have fun, punch you in the mouth, and see how much you want to play, because you probably thought we were asleep and dead, but now we're not. We're awake. That's how Kevin's going to get this team back. Hey, guys, we're not going to go out here and throw the ball 75 times. That's not smart. But instead, we're going to get creative on offense. We're going to change up some of our schemes. The run games are going to become super creative. Let's have some fun. Let's pitch the ball. Let's toss the ball. Let's trap everybody. Let's crunch some people. Let's go nuts. You have a young running back and an offensive line going, hey, we don't want to do this 60 times. This kid can't get hit 6 more times every game. That's not possible.
Can they do that with this offensive line, with the tackle in uncertainty and with the three guys in the middle, Betonio, Posick, Teller, veterans who I won't say are on the back nine of their careers, but probably are.
I know exactly what you're saying, and it hurts me to say that too because I love those two guards, right?
Like, yeah, I do too.
Those guys have been doing it a long time, and they're tough as nails. I mean, toughest guys to wear shoes. But that's what makes you an O-lineman. If you can't run the ball, you don't belong in this league, right? That's why you should always be able to fall back on your fundamentals. Hey, this game gets hard. We're going to kick it to duo. Why? Because duo involves all of us punching all of them in the face. And then in the next series, we're going to do a fake duo go-go, double dancer, right? Like, we're going to just pretend to hit the duo. All these linebackers are going to be like, they're not going to punch us in the mouth this time. And then all of a sudden, there goes Jerry Jeudy. Right down the field, right? Or there goes Njoku right up the field. It's one of those things where you have to rely on the run game, and once you start seeing what the run game does to the defense, pulls safeties into the box, gets linebackers on their toes and not on their heels, now you have them right where you want them, and that's when you dink and dunk right over them, right? And then they go back to, hey, we can't be biting on all this. And then you go, okay, now we're right back to duo. You'll go biting back. Watch this. Watch Betonio coming down here, smacking you in the face. You'll start stepping back up. It's a cat and mouse game. You just have to always be the cat and never the mouse. Mm.
You in town to coach this weekend? Man, we really could use you over at the stadium.
We're ready.
Can you go over the field?
Get down there on the field.
Just 10 minutes. Just give the speech before the game.
That would be great.
Listen, don't tease me, but I'm not going to lie, guys. I may be here for a job offer.
Oh.
We may be having to come back home. I mean, I do miss it. It smells so much cleaner here. I can't even lie. It smells like pigskin and football. Oh my God. Hey, I come from the hockey country. Okay. Up there, it smells like ice, and yes, whatever they put in the ice is terrible.
It's the Zamboni. It's the odors from the Zamboni.
Alex, terrible. Pleasure to have you with us. Thanks, buddy. And we hope to have you with us on a much more regular basis. Thanks, dude.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. See you guys soon.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.